right down to the baseline, picks up his dribble out to Israelson left wing, back up to Hartwick, top of the key. Vanek in with 10 fouls and double bonuses, Castain. There's a foul against Matt Kramer. That's his third, and he sends to the line number 4, Colin Hartwick, who's 1-for-2 on the night, to the line for 2 shots. We've got a barn burner here in USA. Cassie leads by 2. As the first free throw is no good from Harwick, 40-38, minute 5 left in the fourth quarter.
That's a big miss because of the potential of having a 2-possession lead. Now, even if he makes this next one, a Trey would tie it up.
Cassidy has 1 field goal in the fourth quarter and 4 made field goals. They've also missed 5. Second free throw is up and good, pushing the lead to 3, 41-38 for the Red Hawks. 60 seconds to play. Braden into the lane, puts up the shot, it's blocked by Israelson, and Hartwick has it now into the hands of Orban. 50 seconds left, 41-38, Cassidy leads, and Matt Kramer fouls Orban in the backcourt, sending him to the line for 2. That's Matt Kramer's 4th foul, double bonus coming. So Orban's at the line, shooting 2 free throws. Trying to push this lead to 5. They currently lead 41-38. First free throw up and good. Smooth for Cody Orban, who has 13 in this game. Free throws could be the deciding factor here, as John Mooney said in the pregame show for Cass City. Second free throw, no good. Rebound, Ben Braden. It's a 4-point game, 48 seconds left. Braden across the timeline. Over to Will Sutton in the left wing. Back to Braden, top of the key. Puts up the 3. This one is off the mark. Rebound, Tanner Krug. It's still loose. And we have a foul. It's actually a push. They're saying they're going to send number 11, Jacob Perry, to the line for 2 shots. Vanek basically bull rush the paint. And number 45, Tanner Krug, draws his 3rd foul. And we have a full timeout called by Bad Axe. We'll be back after this. 42-38, Cassidy leads by 4, 38 seconds left in the fourth quarter.
When the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. It doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is the quality of your independent agent and the company that stands behind them. Auto Owners Insurance has been recognized as highest in customer satisfaction with the auto insurance claims experience 5 years in a row by J.D. Power & Associates. For award information, go to jdpower.com.
Call Thumb Insurance Group agents Jim Saransky, Pat Stecker, or Kathy Stacer at 1-800-233-9533 or visit the office nearest you in Cass City or Essexville.
.5 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Cass City leads by 4, and they're at the line shooting 2. Over a surging Vanek Hatchet team here in the fourth quarter. Ryan Brown listening to Cass City's title. What'd you find out for us, sir?
Well, Cass City knows it's a 2-possession game, especially if these next 2 free throws are made. So it's all about defense, keeping Vanek in front of them, keeping them off the free throw line, and collecting every rebound possible, Clark.
Thank you, Ryan, for that insight. At the line, shooting 2 is number 11, Jacob Perry. He was fouled in the backcourt. Sent to the line due to double bonus. First free throw is up, and this one's no good. So the maximum is 5 points on this run here. Forecast City, still a 2-possession game for the Hatchets, who trail by 4, 42-38. Cass City, the outright Greater Thumb West champion. Second free throw off the fire in front of the iron. Tyler Labor brings in the rebound. 35 seconds left. Drives right down. Wild open to James Canarian in the corner for 3. Yes! Canarian with 3 brings it into a 1-point game. 41-42, and you have a foul. They foul Hartwick after James Canarian, hot from that corner, hits his 4th 3 of the fourth quarter. Brings the game to 1-point game. 42-41. As Austin Trammell fouls out of the game as he fouled Hartwick. That's the 5th foul for Trammell.
Austin Trammell did his job, though. Played a whale of a ball game. Hit some big shots when the Hatchets needed it.
So Tyler Labor is out there. Ben Braden, Will Sutton, Matt Kramer, and James Kinnerian at the far end. At the line shooting two is Colin Hartwick. The first shot is good. It's now a two-point game. Hartwick, 3 for 5 from the free throw line in this quarter alone. That's all the only points he has in the game. Two-point game. Check that, a three-point game. 44-41, we have a timeout called by Cass City. It's a full timeout. You're tuned to WLEW. 44-41, 27 seconds left, Cass City by 3.
In Michigan, we're no stranger to cold winters. And with cold winters come heavy coats, boots, shovels, and, how can we forget, high energy costs. Kohler Propane of Bed-Axe, Brown City, and Memphis are working hard to keep your energy costs down. Kohler's budget plan allows a cap on your per-gallon price so you never go above a certain price level. And with Kohler Propane's Keep Full program, you'll be assured you'll never run out of propane. Kohler Propane has no tank lease charges with minimum usage and no hidden fees. So lock in your best propane price. Call the local company. Kohler's toll-free at 888-950-7975 or go to www.getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
It's always a good time.
Cass City leads by 3, 44-41. Everyone's on their feet here in USA. With 27 seconds left, this is going to be a close one here. Bad Axe has the ball after Jacob Perry won 1 for 2 in that trip. No, actually, excuse me, I should count Harvick made both free throws in that one. Push it to a three-point game, and here comes James Kinnerian inbounding it. He's across the timeline, 22 seconds left. They want to get into his hands. He's hit 4 in the fourth quarter alone.
The first shot from the left side.
And he has it back to Ben Brain, top of the key, over to Tyler Labor. He takes the 3 from the left wing. This one's off the mark. Rebound still loose. And James Kinnerian blast touched it. Who do they say? He brought it in. Matt Kramer for the 3. This one's short. James Kinnerian now has it. Ben Braden from the top of the arc. And he is fouled on the 3-point shot by Colin Hartwick with 2.2 seconds left. Tyrone Heat. After 3 attempts from the 3-point arc for Bad Axe, Ben Braden gets fouled at the top of the arc, and he's going to line for 3 shots. Bad Axe trails by 3. The foul is against number 22, Curtis Dickinson, his 3rd. Team's 8. First free throws up and good for Ben Braden. First of 3. It's now a 2-point game. 2 free throws left with 2.2 seconds left. 44-42, Cass City leads. Second free throw. This one's up, and this was off the front of the iron. So the best Bad Axe can do is come within 1 point.
Ben Braden has to miss this to get a rebound and put it in for a layup.
They trail by 2. Bryn Braden's going to miss this one on purpose. This one's up, and he made it. And we have a timeout called by Cass City. So it makes the 1st and 3rd, and we're back to a 1-point game. 44-43. 2.2 seconds left into the fourth quarter. Cass City is hanging on by a dire 1 point. It's a full timeout. We're going to stick with you on this one. We've heard enough commercials here in the fourth quarter. John, what does Cass City say now?
Conventional wisdom says go ahead and throw the length of the court, have Cole Israelson just catch it and game over. But you know what can happen on that one.
And conventional wisdom.
Right over his head, and the ball would be right underneath the hatchet hoop. So I anticipate what they're going to do is get the ball into Cody Orban's hands, dribble it out, and go home with a very, very hard-fought but well-deserved 44-43 victory.
Well, this is the story of Bad Axe all season long. Seems like they just get a little bit of a slow start to begin the game, and then at the very end they make a surge, but it's a little too late for anything, and they come up short just a few too many times.
They did that against USA, the game that we covered. Seemed like they were out of it, and all of a sudden, you never count the hatchets out.
They lost to Ubley by 4. They lost to Marlette by 12 in the first game of the season. They lost to USA by 3 the game we were at. And they lost to Vassar by 7. So they're in quite a few number of games here, as Cody Orban is going to be inbounding it 90 feet from his own hoop with 2.2 seconds left. Running the length of the baseline, which he can do, into the hands of Hartwick. They have to foul Tanner. Will Sutton is there with points.